Welcome to Black Hawk Church, worship night here at Black Hawk Church. Man, we're so excited that you're joining us here tonight. Those of you who are watching us online, those of you who are watching us through whatever means that you're using, we're going to bring you a little worship gospel fusion style tonight, all right? Is that all right? Look, I want you to know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, you're saying, hey, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Who wants to rejoice? I'm not happy right now. Look, I get it. I understand. We're in the middle of a pandemic and all kinds of things may be happening right now in your life. But we can't control the pandemic. I get that. We're in the midst of this thing and we don't know when it's going to end. But we can't control that. What we can control is how we respond to God in it. And so, if you're here with us tonight, I want to ask your permission. I want to beg your permission. Allow us to minister to you. Why don't you minister to the TV too as well? Let's rejoice together. Let's praise God together. You may be sitting down. You may be standing up. But I want you to stand up in your spirit as we worship God. God, we give you the praise. We give you all the glory. Lord, we know that it's all about you. It's not about us. And so as we gather here tonight, we pray that you will minister to everyone who is joining us here tonight. Allow this music, allow this worship to just permeate through every household. And we will give you all the praise, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, at times like this, we are surrounded by fear and anxiety. As Coley just mentioned, walking through COVID-19. But we can have this hope. We can stand in the love of God. 1 John 4:18, it says, perfect love casts out fear. And so we can stand on that promise, that truth from Scripture tonight. We can stand on it. So let's sing this song together. Come on.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. No longer has a place to hide, and I am not a captive to the lies. I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. No, I won't be shaken, I won't be shaken.
This power. As we continue to enter in tonight, let's just take a deep breath together. All of you, let's take a deep breath just in and out. I think scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46 says that. So I want to invite us all to just have a moment of some stillness, acknowledging that God is present here with us, acknowledging that He is here, and He wants to move in our hearts, He wants to move in our homes, He wants to move in our communities. And He's inviting us tonight to lift our eyes to Him. One of the Psalms says, "I lift my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." So let's lift our eyes now as we sing to the mighty one, God, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth and everything in it. Thank you that you're here, Lord. Your presence is life to us.
Worship you, Lord. I worship.
worship you. You are here. You're working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. So we declare who he is. And you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Yes, you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who.
Together, you are here.
You are here,
touching every heart.
Touching every heart.
I worship you.
I worship you.
Worship you, Lord.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
And you're healing.
Healing every heart.
I worship you.
Stop working, and even when I don't see it, you're working. And even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop. Join me with one voice, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop.
No, you never stop.
You never stop.
can keep your word. You will always keep your word, Lord. You are light in dark places. You shine bright, and even the darkness is as a light to you.
Interesting is that even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, it doesn't matter. This God that we serve, he's got this. He's making a way. You know, one of the things that I'm learning in this season is I like to work. I like to do stuff. We all like to do things, right? We're busy folks. We have obligations, we have plans, we have ideas, places to go, people to see, things to do. And the thing that I find hard is that we can't do those things. We've got to be so conscious and sensitive to our surroundings and how close are we to each other. When we're walking down the street, I'm walking across to the other side to avoid people, or to, should I say, social distance. But I find in this season, one of the things that God is helping me to understand is that the more that I just relax and give up my control, which I never really had, the more that I allow him to be what he wants to be, the more peace I'm finding. And that's the thing, right? That we want to do what we want to do. We want to go where we want to go. We're not very good at just being. And right now, I just want to invite you to just be where you are. allow this season that none of us asked for, that none of us would have the opportunity to actually rest and be quiet and listen. Allow this season to be a season where God can form you. You can just be where you are. You can make room. Make room for God to be God. let those words minister to your heart. Make room for him. You know, the special thing about what's happening, if you can find something special about this, I think about the scripture when Paul says, God, I will suffer with you. Peter saying, Lord, I'll go with you. I'll suffer. I want to be like you. The reality is nobody's praying that prayer, Lord, let me suffer with you. But the beauty of what we're going through right now is, since we're in it, and some of us are experiencing this differently, maybe you're okay. But for those of you who are struggling and suffering and going through, I want you to know, since you're already in the midst of it, now is your opportunity to give God praise. Because you're not just suffering alone to yourself. Now, when you give God praise, you're partaking in the suffering. You're saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what's happening and these people in my home and in my way and what have you. Just make room for God. Break up my religion, my traditions, all the walls. Hallelujah. Just allow the music to minister to you for a moment. You want to, God. Jesus. Say one more thing here. Look, let's be real. I know that we find value in the things we do. We find value in the things that we have, our homes, our cars, our jobs. The list goes on and on. But I want you to know right now that no matter how much value you find in those things, you matter so much more. And so we want to encourage you. We want to invite you. We want to plead with you to trust God. Don't give up. Because you're so much more valuable than anything that you could lose. If we lose you, we can never get another you. You can always get another something else. But God has given us you. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord is here. And that he's prepared an altar for us to come and worship, to cast all of our cares on him, for he cares. He knows our thoughts. He knows our needs before we ask. God, I pray that you minister to everyone, those watching, those who don't even know this is going on. Be an altar.
mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling.
Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. Purchasing our lives on Calvary. Your blood, your blood. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is purchased our forgiveness. He's purchased our lives. Look, just want you to know it's going to be all right. Maybe you're with somebody next to you. Just let them know. Just lean over, say it's all right. It's going to be all right. It's all right. If you're by yourself, just go to the mirror and say, it's going to be all right. Talk to yourself. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Lord. Yes. Woo. Hallelujah. We get ready to get out of here, y'all. But we want to just give a shout out to everyone who's joined us here today. And there's folks here working behind the scenes. We got Berg, we got Jeff, we got Tucker, we even got Pastor Joel here working behind the scenes. And of course, we've got Hannah over here. We've got Lydia. Hannah's on the piano. And we got my man Travis on the bass with the cool brim. And We got my man Mark. This guy right here runs everything, all things audio, right? But he's here with us, and he's getting down on those drums. And we got my man T-Rex, none other than Trevor, and I'm Collier McNair. Look, before we get out of here, we just want to invite you to go to the Blackhawk page anytime you want to. It could be a Sunday, it can be a weekday. Send an email, reach out. There's somebody here, you know, waiting to pray for you at all times, because, you know, we're all behind the screen now. So there's access. We know that many of you may be going through things, but please check back. Let us know that you're enjoying this, and just rest assured that we're praying for you, we're thinking about you, and we're loving on you, all right? We're going to get ready to go home with this song, this last song. Maybe you've heard it before. Maybe it's your first time hearing it. But it simply says that our God is awesome, all right? So I hope that you've heard enough here and that your heart has been inspired and that you feel like just giving God an awesome praise, because he truly is an awesome God. All right, God bless you. Let's worship him together in this song. Hallelujah. You can create an altar right there in your home and worship God and tell him this:
our God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he will reign. Come on, let's say it again. Our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Yeah, I got it.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I am weakened. Together,
our God is awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome. Ooh. Awesome. Awesome.
Take it. Take it home. Say, he's mighty.
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 He's
mighty.
He's
awesome.
Ooh, our God is
awesome.
Come on. He's holy.
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 He's holy.